Y'all set?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, yes.
We don't have to go with the testing of just whatever. All right, we're into January.
Yeah.
We're halfway.
Yeah, about halfway.
We're halfway there. Are we living on a prayer?
Yep, that's good. Who sang that?
And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Joining me is...
Mom!
That was Bon Jovi.
Okay.
All right, so...
Living on a prayer?
Yes. How have you been?
Pretty good. Getting better. Had to get a major shot.
Pretty good,
shot
not bad.
In my
pretty
knee.
Bad, actually.
Yeah.
You got a shot in the knee. And I can walk. You give canes a bad name. So, is that what happened? Like, okay, they gave you a shot in the knee.
Yeah.
And then you went to the grocery store today all by herself.
Well, barely. No, I kind of shopped in the cosmetic area and I went and got everything else and came back and got me.
But you did it. You did use the cane today.
Yeah.
And now, why'd you get a shot in the knee?
To make it through, so I can go on a cruise, and then a Caribbean cruise for 2 weeks, and then I have to get
in a submarine.
We're going to go on a submarine in Mexico. What else are we going to do? We're going on a catamaran and go snorkeling, couple of beaches.
Don't
we're going
you
to
think
Jamaica.
There's a chance that Donald Trump might see your submarine and just be like, "That's them. They're bringing in the fentanyl.
Oh man,
push
I
the
hope,
button."
I hope not. That'd be bad. I'm afraid I'm going to get claustrophobic in there. I'm scared.
Well, yeah, you probably will.
I'm going to have to breathe.
It's going to be tiny, right?
Yeah.
And how are you going to get in there? Like, don't these people have to, like, get cramped and contorted to sit in these little things?
I don't know. Maybe I can't do it.
I think you're going to chicken out. That's what
no,
I think.
No, I've already paid for it.
Is that how it works? If you already paid for it, then you're definitely doing
can't
it?
Can't chicken out.
Okay. Well, how about we get into the news?
Wonderful.
Speaking of already paid for, I just actually saw somebody was complaining yesterday about the prices for WWE tickets.
Are they high?
So what had happened is when the McMahon family sold the company, they sold it to a group that owns UFC and was created by this agent in Hollywood, okay?
Okay.
And this guy, they're looking to maximize opportunities, all right? It costs versus there was a guy saying that when he went to a show in 2017, that it was like $75 for a seat where you could like touch the wrestlers when they were coming out, like high five them and stuff
that's a lot still.
It was like $75. Now it's like $700.
It's crazy.
Some spots are like $2,000. If you want to be like, and this is not WrestleMania. This is their weekly Monday show that's on Netflix. They have taken away any incentive for anybody to go. I don't know what they're going to do.
Pay people to go there?
It's like this. If you charge 10 times as much, then you really don't. You only need 1/10 the size of the crowd. If you have a half the crowd, you're going to make a ton more money.
But it's not exciting then.
I think it looks bad to have a half-filled arena. They've actually had some very small venues on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've had some very small venues that they didn't used to do in the past where they charge less and they would have like a basketball stadium or arena, right?
Yeah.
So I think it makes for a bad look, but they make more money and, well, we're going to do what makes more money, right? In the long term, they will keep kids out. You actually saw a lot of kids at wrestling.
Because you could afford to bring your
you
kids.
You do not see kids at NBA basketball games. You do not see kids at NFL games.
Because they can't afford them. Well, every once in a while you see a kid, but this must be one lucky kid. Dad couldn't come.
They don't care about the kids coming. They don't want the kids showing up.
But they should, because that's the future.
Yeah, if you don't let the kids show up, besides the storytelling they're doing when they're doing wrestling is for kid entertainment.
Basically.
So it's not that, it may not be that captivating to most adults, right? Yeah.
Most. You were captivated.
So I would say that they're making a very bad move. They're chasing the short-term dollar. It's really going to bite them.
They need to have family nights.
You might want to look at shorting some TKO stock, if that's the case. However, the other side of TKO might bolster it. That's UFC, which is going to have a match on Paramount Plus. I think they might actually have matches on regular CBS. A year ago, it was extremely expensive to watch UFC events. You had to subscribe to ESPN Plus and then buy the event on top of that.
Because I noticed it's not on just regular TV.
Well, I got you Paramount Plus, and you get so you can watch the UFC.
Okay.
And we're going to expect a report from you next time. Hold actually, back. Your next podcast might be your last one before your trip, right?
Yeah, probably.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be too? I'm too busy to sit down and pod today.
Oh, I think
is that what's going to happen?
I got things under control.
Okay, well, let's look at some other news stories. Your boy Keith Sutherland
got in trouble, but he's going to get out of it.
I don't understand this. So, was he driven by an Uber rider who then like harassed him?
Well,
and then
he wouldn't
he was
let.
Like,
he goes,
okay, that's
he
it. Now he chased him down the street.
He says. He wouldn't, I understand that he wouldn't let stop and let him get out. He wanted to get out. And then Keith Sutherland got pissed and beat him up.
Did he actually get his hands on him?
I don't know. Haven't heard.
They said he was chasing him down the street. Now, I'm not really sure what, but I also saw things saying he wanted out of the car right now. Maybe the guy was driving dangerous.
Oh, I've been there. That's scary when the Uber driver does that.
I could see somebody really like, If they don't let you out of the car when you want to be let out, is that kidnapping?
Basically, I think. I think that's why I said I think he's going to get out of it. I don't think he's going to be in trouble.
Zoe Saldana, you know who that is?
Uh-huh.
No, you don't. She is now the highest grossing movie star in the world, surpassing Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
So her movies have made $15.47 billion. ScarJo has made $15.4.
Wow.
Most of this is on the back of Marvel films. They just keep churning those out, and then they show up for a minute. But Zoe Saldana was also in Avatar.
Oh, she is.
She was also in Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, for a minute. She has a few different avenues here. Sometimes she does some voice for like a Pixar thing. Now, herein lies
still
the problem.
In a relationship with one of the Property Brothers.
That's Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, sorry, got my wrong Zoe.
I told you didn't know who this was. She's usually blue or green in movies, even though she's kind of like, I don't know what you'd call her. She's in the T-Mobile commercials.
Yeah,
I think her husband's on there along with Jeff Bridges.
Okay, I know who she is. She's doing good at the end.
Not really. So what do you think her net worth is? About $100
million. I was thinking $500 million.
Now, if she was paid like Julia Roberts was making 20.
What's her net worth?
Listen. In like 1997, Julia Roberts gets like $20 million for a movie that has a budget of $40 million.
Wow.
If she was paid proportionate to that with half a billion dollar
Avatar
budgets
and
was getting like a quarter billion per movie, it would be a whole different thing. What I'm saying here is the biggest movie star in the world might walk past you and you not even realize it because the stuff's really not particularly relevant anymore.
What do you mean it's not relevant?
Well, if there's not enough money in being a movie star, people aren't going to look to be a movie star. Instead, they want to be online influencers.
I know, that's pretty scary.
Because then you control your own destiny. You can put stuff out there. Do you realize in the T-Mobile ad, there was a guy that was in a couple of ads with Zoe?
Uh-huh.
And a black guy. Do you remember what he looked like?
Yeah, he goes, "I'm not an elf."
Yeah, he goes, "I'm not an elf, I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
He had a video he put out today, and when I saw this, people talking about it, this came out 6:12 p.m. on the 12th, January 12th, and they were saying it had 58 million views. It probably has 200 million by now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Drewski.
Drewski.
He is the comic legend of our time because this guy knows his role. He doesn't go into movies because if he had a movie that failed, he would be like Carrot Top.
Okay.
Okay? He doesn't do stand-up tours because if that went bad, then that would have hurt
his
brand.
What does he do?
He makes comedy sketches online.
Okay.
And
is he funny?
You have seen him. He was the guy that painted himself as a white guy and went to the NASCAR event.
I didn't see that.
Yes, you did. All right, so this is his latest.
Do you want a revolution? I'm going to have Wanda stand up here. Wanda, please.
Wanda
told us earlier this month that she could not have a baby anymore. So I impregnated her with the word of God.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to impregnate everyone with the word of God. You gonna get pregnant with the word of God. You gonna get pregnant with the word of God. You gonna
goodness.
Get pregnant with the word of God. Impregnate.
Oh, my.
As somebody in the congregation asked why I'm wearing Christian Dior and Christian Louboutins. Because I'm a Christian and I walk in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, my.
Give us a praise. I'm a Christian first, and I walk in the blood of Jesus. Give them some praise. Give them some praise.
So we are raising funds for a project in Zimbabwe. Yes, we are trying to get our congregation.
Is he making fun of preachers?
Amen. We wanted to raise $4 million for that. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. That needs to appear today. We are not letting anyone leave until we reach our goal. Amen.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. Life savings here. Give us some praise.
So basically, he is making fun of these mega church preachers. Okay. So.
All right. He got Louis Vuittons on with, he said that's blood.
There, but here's the thing. Each thing he does in the sketch is inspired by some of these weird black church mega
right.
And then at the end, he's driving like a Rolls Royce. And there's a guy that he pulls up to his church in like, you know, millions of dollars worth of stuff and cars and all these things.
It's very sad.
And so you wonder where your donation's going, right?
All in the name of religion.
So, of course, there are people who are upset about this because this is what happens when people really do not like being told that they're the ones being tricked. So they will attack the guy who tells them that.
Yeah, I know that.
So that's the way that goes. So I don't think that hurts Drewski's brand any. A lot of people are really liking it.
Is he like Madonna, one word name?
Yes.
Drewski? Okay.
He's just Drewski.
You need to have one word. What word are you going to be?
Well, there's not a ton of Vaughns out there. But
that's
the
true.
Point is, this guy is not out there making movies because the movies wouldn't, they don't make comedy movies
anymore. He makes his own sketches.
If he made a comedy movie, it wouldn't make $1 billion, right? So then it would be labeled a failure, and then he'd have to go away, right?
So how much money do you think he'll make up this video?
I didn't see any ads when I watched it.
I know, so how's he, maybe he's not making any money.
There are certain ways to make some money, though, with online comedy stuff. Now, if people want to, you know, see him do a live stream of some, play a game or something, I don't know. But tons of people will tune in to see him, okay?
Okay.
There's some way to do that. In other kind of well, not exactly related news. There is a new Lego set.
What is it?
Well, you may not be able to get your hands on it. Retail price $650. And it is...
That's a lot.
It's pretty big. It's a bunch of Pokemon.
Oh, gosh.
And you can't really tell how big it is from there, but it is...
Kids are going to go crazy for that.
It is a giant statue of Pokemon
stuff. Oh, man.
That is going to take, you know, some people a while to put together.
Yep.
But... yeah, it's already sold out, and people are trying to flip it for like $2,000.
I wonder if Ryan has one yet.
I don't think you can. I think it's like the pre-order. Hey, I'm selling my pre-order, you know?
It's not even here yet.
It's not. That's the way people were doing with PlayStation 2s when they were out.
They were?
Yeah. Like, people wanted like $1,000 for them. That was back in 2000.
Wow. How's Switch doing? Is it still pretty popular?
It's pretty popular. I actually ordered some Switch games. I should be getting... tomorrow and Saturday.
Do you ever do reviews of the games, like if you like them and stuff?
Well, I might post something on Amazon. They only give you 1% of a referral thing for it. However, people don't buy just one game.
Most likely not.
Because if they want the free shipping and they're not a Prime member, then they have to spend a little bit more money.
Yeah, that's
so then
good.
They end up buying more stuff. So yeah. Then you get credit for the rest of the stuff they bought. So that's kind of the way.
There you go.
That's how I get in on the Drewski activity, right?
Right.
And well, that pretty much does it for the news. You know, as far as
I saw something. Johnny Depp surprised people at Disney World. I think it was in Florida in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Was he like?
He was
so
dressed
they
up.
Drive, they float by or something.
I think so,
right?
In a boat, and he was hanging out in there and talking. I bet some people probably didn't think he was real.
Was he acting like he was an animatronic?
I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's all I know. But look into it. I think it's funny.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to look into that a little later here. How about we get into a game?
Uh oh.
A game we call
Mom Wins.
What year?
All right, so this is what year. Do you remember the rules?
Yes.
Well, this is under the new rule system, of course. Now, all of these songs are from the same year.
Okay.
All right? And you're going to just listen to them for a little bit, and then you can tell me what you think about it.
No, I suck at this game.
You can sing along if you want, but then you're going to tell me.
What year?
All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Do you know this one?
I can recognize it.
I actually heard this at Dylan's the other, like last week. Did you hear it today?
No, I don't usually hear the music in there. I don't pay attention to it.
Also, our roundabout got opened.
Yeah.
Our roundabout opened today.
It's going to be fun.
Watching all the cars go around, get lost.
I wonder if there's going to be wrecks. It's busy.
Roundabouts are all fun and games until some woman driver drives the wrong direction.
Okay, go to the next one.
All right, so you know this song, right?
Yeah.
All right, up next. You know this. You can sing along.
You're so gay.
I heard guess again.
Oh, sorry. I was a queen that I'm meant to be. I live two lives, try to pick both sides, but I could. Is this Taylor Swift?
No.
Is it Pink? Now that's how I'm getting paid. I don't know who it is.
You don't know this one?
No.
Hold on, let's get to the main part here. You don't know that.
Who is it?
Well, we say at the end, don't we?
Okay, I thought it's Pink, right?
All right, next up. I told you can sing along.
This is my kind of music, right? It's not mom music.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
All right, we'll go to the next one, okay? All right. Have you heard this before?
Nope. I like it though. It's good music.
All right, so you like this
okay.
one, huh?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right, last song.
Oh, boy.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Had you heard this?
Yeah.
All right, let's sing along then.
I don't know the words.
All right, so you've heard this one?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, do you have a year in mind for these?
2020.
2020, huh?
Well, it's either from like 2017 to 2020.
Okay. Well, first up, we have The Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift.
That was the first song.
No, you stopped the second song with Taylor Swift. Then we have Golden, the biggest hit of last year. by Huntrix from K-Pop Demon Hunters, followed by Takedown, which was also a big hit last year from the same movie, which you've refused to watch on Netflix.
I haven't seen it.
Then we have Soda Pop, also from the same movie that you have not watched on Netflix.
2025.
But that's from the Saja Boys, the rival boy band that's in the movie.
I'm obviously not with it.
The last song is Man Child by Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
So 2025.
No.
Also, I would have taken 2026 because these are at the top of the charts for right now. Also,
I need to listen to the radio, don't I?
Well, if you know how to, I don't think you can turn on a radio. Do you know how to turn on a radio?
I can figure something out.
You might figure out something in your vehicle in the house. You probably
there's a radio next to our bed.
Oh, you think so?
Uh huh.
Okay. Well, these were songs that you might have heard on the radio there.
Yep, I'm out of the loop.
That the Taylor Swift song's the number one song right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, but the Golden by the K-pop Demon Hunters is like still in the top five. It's been there for like I don't know 8 months or something.
Wow.
So, yep. All right. Do you have a quote for me?
I got a quote for you, yeah. Maybe you'll do better than I did. I didn't do very good.
Now, when you say you have a quote, is this...
This is what movie?
Oh, goodness.
Okay. It's the weekend, Budnick. I don't know you. You do not exist.
Budnick? So this is somebody who doesn't... They're working and then it's the weekend.
Yeah, and somebody doesn't exist.
Is this from Anchorman?
Nope.
Oh, I need a hint there.
Okay. Somebody drank too much.
Somebody drank too much?
What? And you get a...
Is this from The Hangover?
Yes.
The first one?
Yeah, it says The Hangover. Bradley Cooper is Phil Winnick, 2009.
Okay, it's the weekend. I don't know you, Budnick, is what it said.
That's the scene.
It's weird. I told people that that was not a good movie when it came out, and everybody was, you know, upset at me. But now...
He's a teacher, apparently.
No one mentions it. You know, it's like... I don't know. It's just... I mean, where's the staying power on there if you guys thought it was so great, right?
That's
so.
Right. Well, there you go. Bye-bye now.
Well, I think that we're going to have an episode before you leave.
I do
but
too.
But you're going to act like you're too busy.
I promise you, I will have an episode. We're going to do it Wednesday.
Is that what you think?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put it out on Friday.
Yep.